Deputy Chief Constable of Cleveland Police, Mr. Derek Bonnard, has today been dismissed with immediate notice from the force for gross misconduct. There are 6 counts of gross misconduct which were upheld following the conclusion of the disciplinary hearing, and the independent panel decided to dismiss him without notice. He was found to have deliberately obstructed the criminal investigation, which people all know as Operation Sacristy. He was found to have misused public funds in relation to a charity bike ride, to have misused his corporate credit card, to inappropriately have hired a vehicle for his private use, which he then crashed and cost the taxpayer over £5,000. He accepted inappropriate hospitality, and he failed to follow policy and procedure in relation to a redundancy matter. It's clear that all police officers have to live and work and abide by high standards, and that's particularly true of senior officers. And as the panel has found today, Mr. Bonnard has not upheld those standards.
And in your statement, Jackie, in the press release, you said how disappointing it was, not just for the force, but for the people of Cleveland as well.
I think so. I think what the panel have found is not only has he used many tactics to delay and frustrate the whole process of holding him to account, we now know because of the findings today that he misused taxpayers' money whilst he was in post. So it's extremely disappointing, not only for his actions and his behaviours, but also because in times of difficulty, financial difficulty, for the police and all the public sector, he has misused that money.
Definitely. And I mean, although he said that he will pay back that wage of £40,000, I mean, versus £500,000, it's a drop in the ocean. So is there any way that you can force him to repay some of the cost of this?
No, there's no way of recovering that money. And had he appeared before the hearing when it was first due to be held in the autumn, we would, of course, have saved a significant amount of that cost.
Now, Jackie, what are the steps now that the police force are taking to move forward from here?
Well, as people will expect, I haven't waited for this outcome to start making changes. We've radically looked at corporate credit cards. We now have fewer of them and we have a much stronger policy. We've radically looked at things like hospitality. We have one register which is scrutinised and is publicly published. We have lots of work going on under what we call the Transparency and Integrity Board, looking at all sorts of things to do with our decision-making, how we spend money. And from April, we hope to be far more transparent and open, and people will start to see things appearing on our website. For instance, my contract will appear on there as soon as I'm officially appointed in the middle of April. So people will be able to scrutinise us and then ask questions via the website, via public meetings on those matters.
I mean, I think that is a good point, isn't it, that public trust and sort of, you know, the trust in the Cleveland force has dropped dramatically, hasn't it, over this course and this process. Are you hoping to restore that now?
I think it's dropped a little, but it's dropped across the whole country. I think what I would point out is this was the behaviour of the top team, the chief constable and his deputy chief constable. It was the behaviour of individuals. I'm doing everything I can to make sure that everything's in place to ensure that doesn't happen again. But what I would say to you and your listeners is this does not reflect the very good work that's undertaken by the officers and particularly the PCSOs and the police staff, the frontline staff that your listeners interact with every day. We're nearly at the end of what we call our performance year, and we are 9%. There's 9% less crime, 9% less victims this year than there was last year over that period. So I think despite everything that's been going on with the misconduct and with the investigation, the officers and staff of Cleveland have really pulled together and delivered excellent crime reduction and crime prevention.
Fantastic, Jackie. Just finally, and forgive my ignorance because I'm not based in the Teesside area, will there be any more appointments to be made now to fill these places?
Yes, we have started a process. Mr. Bonnard's contract, his fixed term appointment, would have ended in September anyway. So we have an advert out to replace him as the Deputy Chief Constable. Obviously, that would have been from October. I will now bring that forward so that we can select somebody as soon as possible.
Excellent. Thanks ever so much for taking the time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.